For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey there, this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am your host, Nina Perez, and we are here to discuss life topics to challenge and transform your thinking. Let's do this. Today, I had a really exciting day today to meet this man. We have been talking back and forth on LinkedIn, and I really enjoyed speaking with him and learning a little bit about him. So I can't wait for you to meet him as well. And his name is David Munford, and he is a host of a podcast, Seeing Red with David Munford. And he has overcome addictions. And some of those addictions were porn and drinking. He's also overcome depression. And now he's on a journey to change one person a day and to help them come back. And I love that. I love that it's one person a day, because that's realistic, right? It's impacting people's lives one person at a time. So thank you so much for being here with us, David. How are you today?
Nina, I am amazing. And I mean, can't believe this is the first one I've been on in a while. Mm. So sharing my story. So I'm kind of got to get the knock the dust off and get the rust knocked off. But you know, like you said in the intro, it's just hitting, you're just touching one person a day. That's sometimes that one person is yourself. Is just touching yourself, helping yourself out one day. Because if you have a good day, like this morning started out crazy. I wasn't feeling good. Anxiety levels were out the roof this morning. And then by this afternoon, I was like, you know what? Just forget about it. It's okay. You'll get through it. You'll get through today. And it really helped myself thinking, like, I actually had to stop myself and breathe and said, you can do this. It's okay. Yes, you're busy. Yes, you're overwhelmed. Yes, you feel like things are getting out of control and you can't control it. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
It will.
Yeah. And once I did that, my whole afternoon totally did a 360. I was like, okay, it's fine.
Yep. You're right, David. And, you know, I think that's the right attitude too, because I always do this to myself as well. When I get a little bit of anxiety or worry, I always go, is this serving you? Is it serving you well to be in this place right now? And it's not, right? It doesn't really serve you to be in that place. And so thank you for sharing that. And so what I wanted to start the show off with, I know I gave a little intro of who you are, and I do want to go through that journey with you.
Right.
But tell us a little bit more about you. Who is David?
Gosh. I'm learning who David is for the past 10 years. We can dive into that, because I've really had to relearn who I am and what I'm capable of, and that I'm just as worthy as anybody else, that that I'm okay to be me. I don't have to be like anybody else.
Right.
I don't have to be like my parents. I don't have to be like my dad. I'm okay to be me.
Right.
But as a day job and a job that I honestly love, and I don't think I will ever, I don't think I could ever leave, or they would ever let me leave the job if I even tried to, is I am a service advisor at a Toyota dealership.
Oh, cool.
And I literally fell into that job, and just by circumstance, didn't realize I put an application in. I've been doing it for 2 years now. And I have, growing up, I was always very quiet, very introverted, very just, I'm happy by myself. And if I'm by myself, I'm fine. Right. This job has really broke me out of the shell of, I have to talk to customers. I have to handle situations that usually I would be like, okay, I'm not handling that. That's not me. I don't want to do that. But I've learned I can handle it. And I love working with customers. I love making, changing a customer's day when they come in and think something's wrong with their vehicle, they're having a bad day. By the time they leave, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you for helping me. Thank you for taking care of that. And
right.
I had a customer today thought they were going to have to pay for a tire repair. I found out they didn't have to pay for a tire repair. They had free services. And when they left, they're like, wow, that just made my day. So it's just like we've been saying, it's hitting that one customer, and
right.
it's helping that one person. And then I do host a podcast, about to start season 2 pretty soon. I was supposed to start it this first of this month, but life has been just out of whack. Life has been life. So hopefully very soon I can start season 2 and I can get some new stuff released, but I've got a whole lot of shows archived and need to release, but I have not been able to. And I need to get into my editor so I can release some new shows.
Yeah. And you need to, right? Because like you said, you have to impact one life at a time. And if you're not, mm-hmm. you know, releasing your podcast or another way for people to hear you, how are you doing that? Right. Besides the, you know, your work.
Yeah.
Right. I think we all have so many things that we've been through in life, and it is super important to use our voice to help someone else who's going through something. Right. So it's good. I'm really happy that you broke out of that being introverted. Because that's going to help someone else now, you know?
Yeah.
Some people think that that's something they can't change, you know, but they can. So tell me a little bit about your journey, because, you know, it's very interesting. I know that we talked about that you've been through quite a lot. And so, you know, we don't have to unpack all of it, but I still would like to know challenges. And I would like to know, you know, the journey that you took to have overcome these challenges.
Yeah. I can give the Reader's Digest version. Basically, I grew up in a very strong Christian home. Went to church all the time. I mean, every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, anytime things were going, I was in church.
You know that, yeah.
That's how I grew up.
Right.
But in graduated high school in '99 and moved away to Atlanta, Georgia for an intense discipleship program. Loved that program. I was involved with that program for 2 years. During that time, I got to travel all over the U.S. and got to go to some great countries, got to do a couple mission trips outside of the U.S. In 2001, had the opportunity to stay in Atlanta, but things just didn't work out. And I felt God say, go back home. Well, I came back to Cleveland in 2001, and that's kind of when the hard shell started forming. I went back to church. I went back to doing what I was doing, but I just wasn't happy. I was like, this isn't, I just don't want to do this, because I knew what I wanted and I didn't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 2005, from 2001 to 2005, I still went back to church. I still did the church thing, but I just wasn't happy. I was like, I'm just, okay, I'll do it. 2005, I kind of like to call it my dive off the deep end moment. And I moved in with a female in 2005, around Christmas of 2005. And that I had really, I shouldn't have done it, but I was like, you know what? I'm 25 years old. I'm going to do what I want to do. My parents aren't going to tell me different. So my dad found out I was doing it, and he was like, that's not the way you're raised. I said, I don't care. I'm doing it anyways. And literally in 2005, I pretty much said, screw God, screw the church, screw my family. I'm out. Mm-hmm. And I literally walked away from everything. Still lived in Cleveland. My parents still live here. I literally stopped talking to my parents for 5 years. I had nothing to do with my parents. I had nothing to do with my family. And during that 5 years from 2005 to 2010, I got highly addicted to pornography, going to strip clubs. Never got like escorts or anything like that. Never went that far, but like the strip clubs, went to strip clubs all the time. Mm-hmm. Got the Playboys, all that stuff. And I was an alcoholic, looking back on it now. And I just came to that realization. I was an alcoholic for 5 years, about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Mm. I was thinking about it and I was like, wait a minute. The only time I was not drinking, if I was at work and if I was sleeping. Beyond that, I was drinking all the time.
Right.
And that was a way I was coping with not feeling loved or not feeling, because the girl I was with, we were more roommates than we were dating. It was just someone I was living with, just to live with. And I was trying to find a void because I didn't feel the love for my mom. I didn't find the love for my parents. And I was trying to find something to feel it, to feel that love. In 2010, after a party at the house when everybody had left, I looked at her and she was crying. I was like, well, what's going on? And that was the, you could say, light bulb moment in life, or the rug was definitely pulled out from underneath me. But she said, I'll never see so-and-so again. And I was thinking, well, we'll be together. We'll go to California. We'll go visiting. And she's like, well, there was something else. And when she said there's something else, it hit me. And she's like, I've been unhappy for the last 3 years. You need to move out. And I was like, oh. And it's like a deja vu moment, or a clarity moment of, wow, that happened 3 years ago. I saw that 3 years ago. I should have stopped it 3 years ago, but I was too stubborn-headed to realize it. And I kept doing it. I kept going through it. And I just turned 30. I had to call my parents that night and said, hey, can I come back home tomorrow? They're like, yes, you can come back home. And my dad's like, I'll come help you move out tomorrow. So I said, can I stay here tonight and I'll be gone tomorrow by the time you get out of work? She's like, yes, that's fine. You stay here tonight, just please be gone by tomorrow. So 2010, I moved in with my parents, and I went through that was May of 2010 until November of 2012, I knew what depression was, or heard what depression was, but I experienced depression, right. Very dark depression. And I was still living with my parents, but I would come home. I'd come home from work, eat dinner, go in my room, and not talk to anybody. Right. Not have anything to do. And my dad looked at me in 2012 and said, here's the bottom line. If you're leaving in my house, if you're gonna be part of this family, you have to go to recovery. I was like, okay. So I went to Celebrate Recovery in 2012, and come next year will be 10 years that I've been involved with Celebrate Recovery. And it's been a daily thing of fixing myself. There's not most people think, oh, it's a quick fix. Mm-mm. Recovery is not a quick fix.
Right.
Getting healthy is not a quick fix.
Right. Because
yes, I've overcome pornography. Yes, I've overcome depression. But and a lot of like anxiety, oh my gosh, thinking I'm not worthy of any.
Well, did you overcome drinking?
Yeah. Drinking just stopped. I drink some now, but I mean, it's not like I'm not an alcoholic. I'm nowhere near where I was.
Okay.
The drinking stopped. I just like when I moved in with my parents, they did not drink at all.
Right. You know, you have phenomenal parents too, because you didn't speak to them for 5 years. And then you just call and say, can I come over? You know, like, can I come live? It's something, right? The love of a parent is just incredible, right?
Yeah.
That they must have been a very big support system for you even through all of this.
They were. I saw them. I may have saw them like at Christmas, or I may have talked to them. I don't know. I may have talked to them once a year, maybe.
Right.
I don't remember like now, like since 2010 to now, for like the last 11 years, I talk to my parents every day.
That's right.
I call my parents at least every day. Some days just crazy and I don't. But we, when I started going back to church, the church they were going to, the Celebrate Recovery was at, and I, growing up, I said, I will never go to that church because I didn't like the church. I had a bad feel for the church, the church they were at. But
that's the one you left when you left?
No, that's not the one I left. It's not.
Okay. Let me touch a little bit on on your journey there, right? On your faith journey, right?
Yeah.
You went from, not wanting anything to do with God, not wanting anything to do with any of that, you know, religion and all of that stuff, right? That's why you moved in with a girlfriend and so on and so forth. So how was that journey coming back to your faith? Because it sounds to me like you came back because you said you went back to church. So how was that?
It was amazing. Because the former pastors of our church knew my wife, knew what I had gone through, knew what I had been through, knew my story, knew a little bit of my story, and there were some things that happened that were just so falsified. And she looked at me one night. I think it was one of my first. I think it was one of my first nights at Celebrate Recovery. She looked at me and said, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I'm just glad you're in church. And please keep coming. The former pastor's wife.
Okay.
She said, I don't care where you've been or what you've done. You're here. You're loved, and I'm glad you're getting help. And I was like, okay, that's what I wanted to hear. That's what I needed to hear at that point, that she accepted me for who I was,
right,
and not of what I had done. She accepted me as a person, and I was like, fine. Then I love going to our church now. It is one of the best churches I've ever been in growing up, because they actually. There's a lot of it's a fairly large church, but people always check on you there when you're on Sunday mornings. They're like, hey, I miss seeing you for a while. How are things going? I'm like, okay, you actually care about me. You actually want me here. And now for the past 11 years that I've been back in church, I've actually relearned everything growing up, because I thought I knew growing up. Mm-hmm. I thought I had a relationship with God, but it wasn't until, what year is that? 2012, at a coffee shop with one of my mentors that walked through those 5 years with me, that was there the whole time that I could talk to, that I had coffee with when I was in the dark place. He actually asked me in 2012 if I'd ever accepted Christ. And I was like, well, I know I did, like at a youth camp or at church. I mean, he was a former youth pastor. I said, I know on like Wednesday night I did. But he was like, no, have you ever personally do it? I said, I don't know. He said, well, no, you have. Then you haven't. Then you never have. And once I did that in 2012, like reading the Bible now, or going to church now, and or my faith is, it's who I am.
Right.
It's my foundation. Mm-hmm. It's my true foundation of how I can get through anything in life.
Right, your anchor, right?
It is my anchor. It's my anchor.
Yeah, it's my anchor too. And I understand that. And you know, it's something, right? When you are, like you said, and I am so glad you said that too, because you said that every day you're discovering something, you're making sure that you're on the right track, making sure. And that's a good thing to say, David, because one thing is, people struggle with thinking that, oh, you got it all together like this, and then they're still struggling. They don't think, you know, that they're doing the right thing, but that's not true. It takes work every day. Like, you know, I'm on a weight loss journey for my own life and my own health, and every day is a decision. Every day is a decision, right? To make sure that I don't eat the wrong things, to make sure that I do go work out. It's an everyday decision. And that's the way it is too, when you're struggling with the things you struggled with, right? Go ahead.
Yeah. And most people, I've been in celebrate recovery for, 10 years. And in the past 10 years, I've met people that come for about a year, or come for 6 months, or come for a couple of weeks. They're like, oh, I'm good. I've got this worked out. Mm-hmm. I don't need to come back, and just disappear. I'm like, let's see how that works out for you. Well, yeah. I know that's not going to work out for you. I know it's not a quick fix.
Right.
Because things aren't going to work out.
Right. And that's really just an honest statement, right? Because, for all of you guys who are listening, you know that this is a journey and it's a process, and you're going to have to fight every day for your life and to make the right decisions. And that's okay. It's okay to be there, and it's okay to admit that. And it's okay to have to make these decisions every day. And you know how you do that is you put a line in the sand and you say, I'm not going to risk. If it costs me too much, I'm not risking it. Right. It's like when I have like these conversations with people who don't have, you know, a faith in God. Right. And then they try to tell me about why I shouldn't. And I'm like, you came too late. You came too late. I already do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something I'm not going to waver on. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
I'm just not going to bend what I believe to appease you. That's just not what I'm going to do. And so that was a decision for me, that when I made that decision, that was it. That decision doesn't have to be made every day. I get it. Right. I get it. Mm-hmm. Now, will there be challenges? Heck yeah. You know what I'm saying? Does life come and kick you in the butt a little bit? Yeah, it sure does.
Oh, yeah.
You must be having
it. And some days it's just not every day. Some days for me, it's every moment.
Yeah.
Life is kicking me in the butt.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's moment, but you got to take, some people think, oh, I made it one day. For me, some days it's, okay, I made it. Right now. Now let's go to this next moment.
That's facts.
Let's go to this next moment.
Yeah.
Let's go to this next moment.
that's just facts right there. That's so true. You must be having a ball having your podcast. Are you talking to, who do you talk to on your podcast? You know, what's your listener? Who's your audience?
It's really anybody I connect with on LinkedIn. And when I make a connection on LinkedIn and I look at their profile and I'm like, I wonder if they would be interested. it'd be interested in coming on. I just asked. I'm like, I straight up asked.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had maybe three or four people be like, no, don't want to do it. Or I've had a couple that are like, well, if I do this, then I'm going to have to get paid. I'm like, no. I want it where anybody that wants to do, just like we're doing, just have an open conversation about their life, about their, about things that they're struggling with, or like their journey of what they do.
Right.
I've only been doing this, well, a year now. August 7th was a year. And I've literally talked to people pretty much all over the U.S. and literally around the world, and had people on from United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland, oh my gosh, Philippines, I mean, everywhere.
So fun. Me
it's
too.
Just it's just asking people, and like, do you want to do it? And some people are like, well, I'm nervous about doing it, or I've never done it. I'm like, well, let's do a Zoom call, let's do a discovery call, kind of get to know each other, we'll talk about it, and then kind of break that ice. And then they're like, oh, this is all this. I'm like, yeah, this is literally all it is. And nice. some of them will do, we'll have a discovery call, and I'll be like, they're like, well, can we record right now? I'm like, sure, let's record. And I'll hit record and we'll just go with it.
Oh, good. And, yeah. That's the way to do it, right? Get them there, right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you started the podcast, I know, is to impact a one person's life at a time. And that's a really cool concept. And I'm glad that you're doing that. I'm glad that you're reaching out. I believe that you reached out to me. That's probably how we met on LinkedIn.
I think so.
Yeah. But you know, I'm glad that we met. I'm glad that we got to do this. And I'm glad that I got to hear about your journey, because you just dropped some real knowledge there. I mean, like, just one thing at a time, sometimes one moment at a time, and you just got to get through it. Right. So where do you want to go from here? What do you want to do with this podcast, or with what you're doing now?
I know I'm going to continue. I've got people lined up that already want to come on. As soon as I can get things settled back down, because it's been rocky for the last couple of weeks. Our life has been life the last couple of weeks. So as soon as I can get things settled back down, I'm going to start season two. I have a co-host for season two. I'm going to dive into mental health a little bit more. So that's what I've really struggled with that a lot. And I'm going to do that a little bit more. I'm not going to change the platform very much, because it's worked so well that I don't want to change the platform. I thought about changing it, but I'm like, no, it's been working good. I'm just going to let it go and go with season two and see how long this goes. Right?
That's so great. I'm glad that you're going to touch on mental health, because let me tell you, David, if they keep shutting us down, you're going to be very busy talking about mental health.
Yeah.
Mental health is a real thing.
It's getting bad here again.
Yeah.
They were starting to, the school systems are not here where I live, in the county I live in, but in Chattanooga, Hamilton County. They come out every day saying they're going to require a mask again.
Yeah. Yeah. We already started here.
Yeah.
So mental health is going to be a huge problem. I really do believe that. I think within the next year, we're going to see the results of all of this, and it's not going to be pretty. Right. So it's going to be good for you and for me, right, to be impacting people's lives in a way to help them through that process and help them to think things differently and to help know that they're not alone and that there is a process to all of this, right? And if we can encourage people with faith, even better, right? So that's the goal. So I want to thank you very much for being here with me, David. I'm glad you reached out. I'm glad we got to talk. I'm glad that you're here to impact my audience. Because that, you know, that means the world to me. So thank you for that. Thank you for taking the time.
No problem. Thank you for this opportunity. I was really looking forward to it all day.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad we connected. And guys, thank you so much for being here, for listening, for spending this time with us. Make sure that you follow his podcast. So I'm going to say it again. It is, let me make sure I got it right. It is Seeing Red with David Munford. So make sure that you go and follow him. I'll make sure to link everything down in the show notes so you don't miss an episode. Okay. Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure that you review and make sure that you let us know what you thought of the show. And if it brought you value, make sure you subscribe, share with your friends. We will be here soon for another episode. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk. No sugar added. Until next time. Make sure that you visit our website at Straight Talk No Sugar Added, where you can subscribe to our show on iTunes and Stitcher or anywhere you listen to your podcast or on YouTube, so you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about our show, that would be awesome too. If you like this show, you might want to check out our book as well. It's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, How I Overcame a Hard-Hitting Life. I am Nina Perez, and I am here for you. If you are looking for private coaching, make sure that you email me at hello@straighttalknosugaraddit.com. Until next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.